From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning from Rotorua this morning, Mike.
Oh, good on you. We're number one in Rotorua. Got the ratings out yesterday, and we've gone up in Rotorua.
I know, very popular down here, visiting the good folk down here in Rotorua.
Good on you. Speaking again, well, it wasn't up, it was down a smidge, but I mean, it was still a good result for Fonterra, wasn't it? We'll take that.
Yeah, I want to talk about Fonterra because, you know, arguably our most important company economically, but maybe doesn't get the same degree of inspection as it would because it's not listed, you know, so it doesn't have the broad range of shareholders. And I think the key, also the thing we've got to remember about Fonterra is a key issue here is that milk is an input cost for Fonterra. So we all know the milk price has been very high, but Fonterra effectively just passes that on as to dairy farmers, and then it's got to market and sell it and try and add some value. So let's look at some of the numbers first. Total group revenue, and this gives you, I think, a read on the size of this business. $23.4 billion worth of revenue across the whole group, so it's large. That's up 11%. Reported profit, $583 million. That's down 3%. Earnings before income and tax, just a smidgen under $1 billion, $991 million. That's up 4%. The important metrics for farmers, we already knew these. Farmgate milk price for this year, $9.30. Forecast next year, that's unchanged. Forecast for next year, unchanged, $8.50 to $10. So midpoint, $9.25. Still early, so that's why it's very wide. Farmer shareholders get 20 cents dividend, so their total payout, $9.50. Look sort of through the numbers and out the other side, and what do we get yesterday that was new? I think the market's going to focus on the news around Australia. Now, Fonterra had been talking about returning capital to shareholders. That was on the expectation that they would sell their Australian business, also their Chilean business. And just a quick recap on that. You had this previous global expansion strategy that was under the previous board and senior management. That's been ditched in favour of the current strategy focusing on New Zealand milk. So they're trying to exit these offshore businesses. For the moment, they have now decided to retain the Australian business. They looked at a range of options there. I think even an IPO or listing on the stock exchange was talked about at one stage, but that's all been put on hold. They've decided they're going to retain it for the moment. Just on the revenue, just looking at that revenue, $23.4 billion, they got higher product prices there, but sales volumes actually decreased, and management talked about shipping and supply disruptions cited there. One point I would like to make, Mike, Fonterra has three business streams. They're called called ingredients, consumer, and food service. I'd make the interesting observation that the consumer division earnings there were 54% lower. So it went from $310 million down to $142 million. That's because they struggled to pass on those cost increases, those higher milk prices. So I thought that was an interesting observation. Fonterra shareholder fund units, the listed units, they fell 3 cents yesterday. They've been going up quite a lot since May, so sort of still a lot higher than they were 3 or 4 months ago.
And I know that Miles said at the end of the day, he deserves big ups apart from anything, but he said at the end of it they were optimistic, and that's a good sign because we need a farmer. Was the comment off the mat but still dazed, was that in relation to Westpac? I think that's apt, isn't it?
Yeah, this is Westpac. Westpac McDermott Miller Consumer Confidence as of September. So, yeah, at the headline, the Consumer Confidence Index is 87.6. Now, that's the quarterly number. The June result was 78.7. So on the face of it, 8.9% gain. But let's just cool our jets a minute here, Mike. The long-term average is 110. June was a record low. So the report authors still describe the situation as grim. And to give you the comparison, consumer confidence is still sitting at levels that we saw last in the recession in the early 90s and in the middle of the 08 and 09 global financial crisis. But the report notes, and I think it's a very valid observation, we're sitting at those levels that we saw sort of in recession and in the GFC, but we're actually not in recession. We've got low growth, yes, but we're not actually in recession. We've also got very strong labour markets, which is unusual, 3.3%. And if you want a job, there's one out there for you. Go along to McDonald's this weekend, you'll get one. But households are being hit with higher cost of living, food prices, mortgage payments. They're getting a squeeze on the ability of consumers to spend. Those mortgage rate rises will continue to go through. I think the other thing also impacting consumer confidence is asset prices. I mean, house prices are falling, so you're sort of getting the reverse wealth effect. The one thing I would say, Mike, as well, is that we're getting these really low confidence numbers, but they're not being reflected yet in the actual spending numbers.
Right.
So we're yet to see that follow through. And to finish on a sort of positive note, young people, Mike, 18 to 29, they're very chipper.
They've got their whole life in front of them, mate.
Yeah,
they've got a whole world out there and their whole life in front of them. All my kids are buggered off overseas. That's why they're chipper, mate. They're out. They're gone.
Yep. Now, yep. Last of mine gone next week.
What are the numbers?
Okay, the Dow's bouncing around a little bit, actually. But the Dow Jones, just in the last few minutes, has started to drop away again. It's down to points now, about 0.3%, 30,084. The S&P 500, 3764, down 25. The NASDAQ, 11,047. It's down 1.5%, so it's getting hit quite hard. FTSE 100, 715 now, down 78. The Nikkei, 27,153, down 0.6%. Shanghai Composite down 8, 3108. The ASX 200, yeah, they got hit yesterday, 1.5%, 6700. The NZX 50, though, not up 19, 11,518. NZ dollar, actually, did the Aussies have a holiday yesterday? So that number might be from the day
yeah,
before.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, Kiwi dollar, 0.5849 against the US, 0.8797 against the Aussie, 0.5938 euro, 0.5189 pounds, 83.21 Japanese yen, gold, $1,673.50, and Brent crude, $90.62.
Have a good weekend. Appreciate it as always. Andrew Kelleher, jmowealth.co.nz.